Oh, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and oh, let's enjoy the week, right? I'm laughing because my husband was just sending me a text. And you know how your phone sometimes doesn't understand what you say and it, you know, auto-corrects to whatever. He was trying to tell me, look what Gene, one of his office mates, made for me, and it came out Liquid Machine. Of course, I saw that just as I was getting ready to go live, so I'm cracking up because it's so typical of my husband to be able to say something that comes out totally wrong in the text messages. So I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday weekend, an extended weekend for us for sure. We were off Thursday all the way through Sunday and had a wonderful Thanksgiving, quiet Thanksgiving day, as in we weren't going, you know, to anybody's houses or having people over at our house. Lots of communication going on, lots of things getting done. It was a very interesting 4 days off, to be sure. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Colleen. Good morning, Mimi. Good morning, Vanita. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Yes, can't join us today. Fasting blood draw. Yes, I have to get those periodically too. Good morning, Tom. And good morning, Laura. And I know it's very dark. It's a dark and stormy day. I guess we're under a high wind warning for here in the Northwest. So I'm kind of glad I'm on early this morning, because if we lose power, it won't affect you all. At least we'll get to talk about what's going on in the stars and the planets this week. Good morning, Rebecca. It's good to see everybody checking in this morning. I hope you all did okay without your Meta Cafe on Friday morning. It was a very busy weekend. Like I said, we had football games. We had wrestling matches. I was babysitting my daughter's dog, who ended up knocking me on my rear end. And I was bruised and battered from that experience. And getting up and down is, not so much fun. And I planted some bulbs. I went to a football game last night, a championship football game with my grandson, who the team ended up losing the very last game, which would have sent them to Canton, Ohio. But he was invited to participate in the Hall of Fame Football Academy in the summertime. And that's only six people off their team were invited to go. And their team is 39 individuals, I guess. So and then the academy isn't something you just sign up and go to. You have to be invited by a representative of the academy. And they were all out there kind of recruiting the boys that they wanted to see in the academy. So Chase will be headed off to Canton, Ohio this summer and be trained by some of the highest and most prolific football players from the college realm. So that'll be fun. I hope you all did well. Vanita says, warning, it's already very windy. Yeah, it is pretty windy. I could hear it when I opened the door this morning. And I kind of thought that myself, but it's not the high wind warning yet. It's not until 12 to 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we're in for a long stretch of wind. We're kind of used to that though, right? This time of year, I'm surprised it hasn't started up before now. So here we go. Let's talk about what is happening this week astrologically. It is a week where there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on this week, but not the caliber of some of the things that were going on in weeks previous, where planets were changing signs, turning retrograde, turning direct, and that tends to wash by us and, you know, create chaos in our lives. This week seems to be more about, I guess, the theme. If I had to pick a theme for this week, it would be that we are anxiously awaiting the time for us to be able to move forward, and that it seems like every time we take one step forward, there's either a new yield sign or a stumbling block or a sign that says go back one turn. And that's just kind of the thing that happens when Mercury is retrograde. It is also something that is happening around Jupiter and the Sun and Mercury all coming together in a conjunction later today and tomorrow, actually. Well, the Sun conjuncted Jupiter yesterday, and the planet Mercury and the Sun will conjunct tomorrow. So they're all really highly close to one another. Wherever you have 4 to 6 degrees of Sagittarius in your life is where this energy of wanting to take off and having to wait, wanting to take off and having to wait is happening in your chart. And I checked that in my own chart this morning, just because, you know, I'm an astrologer. I should really look at my chart, but I don't always look at my chart. And so I looked at it this morning and went, oh, okay, this is happening in the fifth house of creativity. I get it. This is why I'm not sure yet what direction I'm taking my business, or am I taking my business anywhere in 2019? So it's kind of funny to see that sitting out there. And then wherever that is occurring in your life, you know, you have the 12 houses. So it can be in any one of 12 specific areas of your chart where this is happening. So if it's happening perhaps for you in the house of work, the 10th house or the 6th house, it may be things at work where you're trying to get your feet rolling and things just don't want to go. Or, you know, one day it opens up and you take a step and then the next day it's shut down. And it's funny because my daughter is experiencing this right now. They're trying to buy a house. And they found one that they really wanted. And just today they were going to take the next steps and get the pre-approval done and put her house up on the market. And then it turns out that house has a contingent offer on it. So one day this weekend it was, yes, we want this house. And then it's today we're going to take the steps we need to get it. But then, oh, boo hiss, there's a contingent offer on it. And that's the way the week is going to roll. Right. You think you're going somewhere, you start to take action, and then something occurs that sets it back. And in my discussion with her, it was that, well, there must be something better, because why else would the universe say, oh, here, open up to this, and then stop you in your tracks, right? It's that I want you to be open and I want you to be ready and do what you need to do, and I'll provide the right timing. Right, the right timing when it all comes together in a way that works, right? So that's one of the things that we all have to keep in mind, is that the universe is in charge of the timing. Remember, the Sun in human design is still today and tomorrow sitting at gate 34, which is our shadow of force, right? And the need for us to be patient and wait through to the right opportunity at the right time. And trust me, I feel it myself, guys. I'm not immune to this. And, you know, I'm chomping at the bit wanting to do things. And then something comes up and stops me. Or I have, you know, a little, what do they call it? A kink in the ironworks occurs. And that's just part of the timing that we're in right now. Things aren't clear. I guarantee you it's going to shift. It always does, right? There are times where we seem to just have the go lights where, you know, where you look down the street and all the traffic lights are green and you're like, hallelujah, right? And then there are other times that you see them all green. And then just as you start to go, they all turn red. And that's just a part of life. And right now we're in that kind of time. So let's take a look at the overview of the week. We have this week, the moon going through Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and Libra. And that is the quarter of the zodiac that is predominantly involved with personal expression. And it is a really good sector for the moon to be going through. Today is a day where I think a lot of us might have been wanting to just stay in bed. I mean, I got up a little after 6 and was like, can't I just stay in bed? It's dark, it's cold. And it, you know, you get out of the role of doing things, you know, you get into that. Yeah, I could just be. And then you have to get out of bed. Today we have Mercury squaring Mars. That's the big news for the day. I'll go back and tell you the details in a bit. Tuesday, Mercury conjuncts the Sun. It is called the inferior conjunction of Mercury. And it means that if you could see this in the sky, we have the Sun, Mercury, and the Earth all in a line, right? So all three are in an alignment. And that happens usually about halfway through Mercury's retrograde cycle. And the other type of conjunction they make is the superior conjunction, where the sun sits between us and Mercury. So we don't really see Mercury. It's lost in the glare of the sun. It's kind of on the other side of the sun. And this one, though, is the inferior conjunction. And we'll talk about what that means. Tomorrow's also Mars sextile Saturn. That adds a lot of energy to the week. Mercury also conjuncting Jupiter. Wednesday, look for Wednesday, circle it. It is a day of emptiness, meaning calm, peace, cool, nothing, nothing, just nothing, not even the moon making any real connections that day. So it might be a good day to catch your breath, recoup your energy, work on things quietly behind the scenes, you know, not do anything big and splashy. Thursday, however, is a completely different day where the moon, she makes 7 different connections to planets that day. And that makes for a very highly charged, energetic, emotionally engaged day. So we're going to break that one down a little bit. Friday, Venus opposes Uranus. We've had her playing, you know, this game. She was like this across Uranus when she was in retrograde. Now she's directed moving forward. So same thing happening. Saturday and Sunday, can you spell Riri? Repeat, right? Mercury retrograding backwards into Scorpio, where he's already been. And Venus moving forward into Scorpio, where she's already been, right? So we have some repeat energy, repeat Scorpio energy, which means that there may be some vestiges of the depths of emotions or passions that we haven't really dealt with yet. And that will be our opportunity to get back to that and finish that so that we can move forward without any of that stuff, that dark stuff holding on to us anymore. Diane Pegram, what? Got 13 inches of snow overnight in the Midwest. The area is shut down for now. We're all chilling. Well, hopefully you all have power, even though you've had that much snow. Tom says, 6 degrees Sag is third house for me. So you want to look between the fourth and the sixth degrees. And if all of that's in the third house is the house of communication and the mind. So you have some work to do in looking in your mind. Likely, work in the mind, look in the mind. What are you thinking about? What are you obsessing about? What are you compulsively engaged in communication-wise that you should rethink? Michelle, we should check that out in my chart, LOL. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Natasha. Good morning, Diana. Good morning, Willa. Lovely to see everybody out here. Natasha says, it's funny how I got an image of this road I drove down when I was younger. If you went 23 miles an hour exactly, you would hit all the lights for the 2-mile road. If you went any faster, you had to stop. I guess it's time to go with the flow, isn't it? I guess that's the whole point of this, right, Natasha? Is that we need to go with the flow. And that was the whole purpose in us taking the deep dive. Remember, I gave you the gene key of the week last week. It was 34. And I said, if you were so inclined, take a deep dive through the 34, because it talks about exactly that. Being in alignment with the flow means you're not forcing anything to happen, that you call yourself toward, you call strength to yourself to stay in whatever space it is that the universe has you in until you have that sign that says move forward. And good morning, Holly. Tom says, my mind is a scary place to venture. It's a minefield. Yes, I would agree. I would agree. The mind is a minefield for all of us, not just you, but certainly, Tom, you know, it's a good place to start for you right now to go looking into what's happening in the mind. Mercury, the ruling planet of the mind itself, is here, right? So for you in particular, because it's in your third house, it's a great time to go diving through there. For me, because it's in my fifth house, it's a good time for me to be looking at the creative options I have. And what is it that I'm creating and which direction do I want to go with my creations? And good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Londa. Good morning, Holly. I think I said good morning. So Thursday is going to be that day where we have the moon, which represents our soul and also our emotions, connecting with 7 different planets in 7 different ways. We'll want to look and see what that means for us all. And, I was already talking about the Riris, sun squaring Mars. Oh boy, that one's going to be a good day. So I'm going to just give you a heads up right now. Sunday, be prepared to do something physical, right? I don't care if it's sex. I don't care if it's running. I don't care if it's going to the gym, but be prepared to do something physical on Sunday, because you're going to need to be able to dispel physical energy, body energy, right? So let me just give you that heads up now. Otherwise, what happens is all of that energy of sun squaring Mars and this fire energy stays in the body, pings around, causing, you know, either issues with your body or confrontations and conflict with the people in your lives. So what do you want to do? Stay active, do something, anything that can keep you in the physical realm. And that's just a heads up. So let's take a look at today. Let's see. Holly says, I apologize for jumping on late. I missed today's and was wondering if you could repeat today's. It's my birthday and I was wondering what to expect or work on. Good morning, Holly. Happy birthday to you. You don't really want me to sing, but I would if I could. And we hadn't even talked about today yet. So you're in good timing. Perfect timing, right? You're in the flow. You showed up at the right time because I was just getting ready to go into today. What I had been doing was sort of giving us an overview of what's coming up this week. Today we have the moon in Cancer. So it is what I said on the yesterday. I posted out the weekly astrology, and I said it would be a good day to stay in bed, stay home, take an extra day of vacation if you're here in the US. But it is a day where our instincts and our intuition are probably spot on. The challenging aspect today is the moon to Pluto, squaring both Venus and Uranus. So that makes for some challenges, perhaps some things that we need to do to empower ourselves. There could be the possibility of some intense emotional interaction with people at work. But because you're listening here and you're in the know, then what you get is this idea that people may just be a little out of sorts today, and that this would be a really good day then to, the weather's out of sorts, right? Midwest, 13 inches of snow. Northwest, we're going to have a windstorm and rain for days, apparently. And so things are a little out of sorts today. So be aware of that. Don't get yourself involved in any, you know, outbursts and things like that. Watch your words, because Mercury in retrograde is squaring Mars today as well. And that can mean that sometimes we speak before we think, right? The Mercury ruling the mind, and sometimes the mind and also communication can jump ahead and say things that we don't mean, particularly with Mars. So watch your words. But this is also one of those days where, remember, Mars is in Pisces, and Pisces is water and Mars is fire. So we have this steamy kind of feeling. Mars is also the planet that wants action, and we want to take action really badly, but it may not be time to take action. And that creates frustration, right? So just be aware of the impact that you have on other people. Be aware that other people today may have an impact on you. And then also know, I wrote in the last paragraph of Monday, if you can swim in the neutral zone today, you'll do just fine. That is going to be your best bet for today, is to stay neutral. And Holly, the best thing for you is to get an astrology reading for your birthday, right? Your birthday could have actually happened yesterday, right? Because the birthday in astrology isn't based on the day of the calendar. It's based on the moment that the sun comes back to the same degree it was in when you were born. And that may mean then that it wobbles from time to time, because we play with the calendar, right? We have leap years where we throw in an extra day. So the calendar itself isn't a good way to go for your birthday. Most years we have, two birthdays, right? The astrological birthday and then your calendar birthday. Oh, Tom, it's November. It's stormy. I swim in the nude troll zone. Ha ha. Londa, highest tides of the year, king tides, moon closest to the earth, king tides. We have those this time of year. And I noticed that the other day as I was driving Londa across the Bayview Bridge, the, Bo Edison Bridge by where the mouth of the Samish River is. I thought, damn, that water looked mighty high. It looked like it was going to start flowing over the banks. And it was indeed flowing over the banks of the river, but I meant, you know, over the banks of the bridge. People were getting out of their cars and taking pictures of it. It was pretty, pretty amazing, actually. Good morning, Asa. Yes, my solar birthday was a day before my natal birthday. It usually is. It can come a day before or a day after, depending on, you know, timing of all that. So it's a good time to get a reading or a report done for your birthday. Woohoo! So we wish you well, Holly, and hope that you have a wonderful day. Let's see here. What else did I want to talk about today? Londa says, I hope not. I'm not ready for flooding. I think we're in good stead there, Londa. Unless that damn dike breaks again, you should be fine. today we have a void of course moon. It's a brief one, and it happens pretty much when you're in sleep because it's 11:22 p.m. to 12:35 a.m. West Coast time. So that means that it is happening in the middle of the night for you all on the East Coast, and you know, just about the same for you all in the middle time zones. And then the moon will move out of Cancer and into Leo. And that, you know, while we were sleeping, while we sleep tonight, that happens. And so tomorrow we wake up to a better day in terms of the moon. The moon is much more playful and sort of keen on being generous with time and optimistic when it is in Leo. It's a little bit more center stage in that, you know, there's some dramas and traumas that happen for some people, but also it is usually a much better day. The planets involved are making positive and beneficial connections tomorrow. So even if today is a little bit scritchy, if you will, tomorrow and irritating, tomorrow is not that way. So we always have tomorrow to look for. And I think that just about tells the tale. I don't want to give away everything for the week right now. Let's take a look at the human design for the week. We have today and tomorrow where the sun is still at gate 34 and the moon is transiting. What is the moon doing today? Let's take a look at that. We haven't done that in a while. Today's the 26th. And that means today the moon is at gate 53. And moving on to gate 62. So gate 53 is, I'll show you a human design chart so we can look at gate 53. It is literally in the gene keys. Gate 53 is called in the highest is the gate of superabundance. Superabundance. I love that word. And even in the gift, it's expansion. And here is part of the issue, right? We have this wanting to expand. The moon is in a place of, you know, wanting us to grow and expand, but we also have to be grounded in the way that we do that because the moon remembers moving much faster than the rest of the energies. And the sun is telling us that we need to be in alignment with flow. Right? We can't force things to happen, even though Luna may be in the mood to make things happen. So we're having to come to some median ground there about that. So without forcing. Later in the week, 28th, so Wednesday, I can't even believe that we are at the end of November. This is just craziness. The sun, and Earth move into 9 and 16. 9 is a gate of focus, and 16 is the gate of enthusiasm, focused enthusiasm. Kind of like those words, focused enthusiasm. However, Mercury will be sitting at our gate 34. Remember, I said there was going to be this staggered sort of emphasis on that gate. So where we had the sun there, and then we had Jupiter there, and then Mercury there. And Jupiter is still there through the end of the month and into the beginning of next month. And then he will shift into the gate 9. So we have the sun and Jupiter flirting with the same gates in human design. And remember the sun and Jupiter coming together, it's sort of, it begins a new round of growth. It's an initiation of energy. So once a year, the sun comes around and conjuncts the planet Jupiter, and it really starts the ball rolling in our lives in terms of the evolution for us individually as a year. It doesn't even matter that you don't have the Sun-Jupiter conjunction in your own natal chart, because it's happening somewhere for you in your astrology chart, right? I just said it was happening between 4 and 6 degrees of Sagittarius. So wherever that is in your chart is where you can kind of look at it as the harbinger of what's coming for the full, you know, 12 months of the year. Now the sun moves on and hits other houses in your chart, right? But the main emphasis of that is going to be wherever it starts out. So for example, in Tom's chart, he said that was going to be the third house. So for him, the whole of the year is going to have something to do with the mind and his connection with the mind and communication, right? So what are you communicating? What are you saying? What's in your mind? In my case, it's all about the creative energies. And for you all, wherever it's happening is going to be the whole year's growth emphasized based on that connection that's happening. And then just a reminder, both those bodies were sitting at gate 34. So we also have that indication that for the whole of the year, we have to be mindful about not pushing things to happen. That every time we go to push things to happen, we are going to have problems, right? We're going to end up frustrated, or we're going to end up, you know, moving in the wrong direction and later going, oh no, I needed to be over there. If I had listened, you know, and not pushed myself into this particular house, into that particular job, into that particular relationship, into saying those particular things, I might have a different outcome. So it really tells us that, yes, we are looking at a year ahead of growth and optimism, but it is not in our hands as far as where the timing is concerned. I don't know if I can emphasize that anymore, right? And we're all going to have to be very mindful of this, because these things right now, they're intense. You know, it's really telling us we have this opportunity to learn these lessons right now. But then as the year goes on, we may totally forget that we were talking about this in November of 2018, because it's now May of 2019, and you know, things are falling apart if we've pushed our way through things. But also, if we are mindful of what we're doing, then things could turn out really well for us in 2019. So, which reminds me, the webinar is scheduled for December 5th on astrology for 2019. And there's still space available. I can have up to 100 people. Right now, I'm about 25. So 75 of you can still come in and be in the webinar. And, you know, I set this sort of picture. I said to the universe, how would it feel to have 100 people at your webinar? I don't know, but I'd like to find out. So anyway, that's still available for purchase, $25. You can find out what's going on for the year. And I'm just going to give you all a little heads up. And during the webinar, I'm going to be putting out an offer for people to get their personal charts done for 2019. I tested this the other day with a couple of people, and I'm testing it with someone else this week. Because it was really fantastic to see what's happening for 2019 in people's charts. There seems to be these key areas. And I don't think Tam would mind, because she was one of the ones I was sharing her chart with her, where the energies of the eclipses and Mercury retrogrades next year and the planetary movement of Jupiter all seems to be across maybe four houses in your chart, two axes. So in her chart, it was the first and the seventh house and the second and the eighth house. So it seems like, you know, there's this ribbon, if you will, of area in your chart that seems to be the focal point of most of the energies for 2019. It's invaluable to know that information, people. Right? It's invaluable. Now, during the webinar, I'm not going to have the opportunity to be able to do that for you as individuals, because we're going to be focusing on the bigger picture. But during the webinar, I will make the offer for you to get a reading on your specific chart as to what are those key areas. And on top of that, then how do I manage that? How do I make the most of it? So that's coming up here as well. Tomorrow, at 3 p.m. Pacific, so 6 p.m. East Coast time, I will be on Angel Heart Radio, and I'm going to give little snippets of what's coming up for 2019. There, I also do readings for free, mini readings, of course. They're small little readings, so you can. I will post the link to that here on the Living Astrology page later today, and it will have the phone in number as well, so you can call for your mini reading on air at Angel Heart Radio on Blog Talk, by the way. That is also recording, and you can catch it anytime. So if you don't get to listen to it live, you can listen to the recording, and I'll also have that posted. You can still pre-order your what is it called? The Magic Makers Planner and Playbook, which is actually already ready, and the Energy Almanac, which is coming up next month for readiness. You can pre-order that. However, I caught the tail end of Tam's Instagram live video this morning, and she said if you ordered the planner by today, it was free shipping. So that's pretty cool. I'm sure, because that book looked pretty thick, that it, you know, might save you $5, $6 in shipping, $10 maybe, who knows? Ouch. And so, you know, go on over to Tam's site and Big Change. I can't remember the website address. I'll find it for you and post it. So you could order your playbook and your Energy Almanac, both issues of which I wrote the astrology for the moons and also the energies for the coming year. Vanita, do you have to use PayPal? I don't know how. All you do is go to PayPal and or follow the link. And you can pay on PayPal with your debit card, even if you don't have a PayPal account. Super simple. You don't have to have any know-how except follow the link. Follow the link. You can click on that. It should open up in PayPal. It will ask you if you have a PayPal account. And if you don't, then you can pay with credit card. Actually, you can pay with credit card either way. And if you do have a PayPal account, it will ask you to log in, and then you can pay with your PayPal account. You could pay with your debit card or credit card or your checking account. You can do it both. They're really easy to work with. So let's see. Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Michelle Brooks. Asa, that's my solar human design sun. Does it mean the same in the gene keys? I don't know which one you're talking about. So tell me what you're saying, 34 or 9, because we talked about a couple of them. Your solar human design sun being 30, if it's 34 or 9, means it would be the same in the gene keys, right? Because human design and the gene keys are based off the same thing. Yeah. So depending on which one that is for you, I could actually even look that up for you, Asa, because I probably have your chart sitting right here to do your follow-up. Holy cow, I have a lot of follow-ups here. No, Asa, your human design... No, your human design sun isn't at any one of those gates. Your human design sun is at 57, which is the gate of psychic energy. Being intuitive. I don't see 34 or 9. So essentially what that means for you is that, oh yeah, so the sun sitting at 34 is now connected to your natal sun at 57. So it's completing the channel, which is called the channel of exploration. And it's where your energy is focused at exploring things, of initiating a deep dive into something of interest, whether that's a new skill or, you know, something that you've been working on already that's seemed interesting to you. So that's what yours is coming up to. Yeah, it's okay. But you should know that the transiting Sun, Mercury, Jupiter over gate 34 is connecting up that exploration channel for you. Or that might be that. Well, anyway, schedule your follow-up so we could talk about that. Okay. I have time this week, actually, for your follow-up if you have some time. All right. So let's see what else. Let's draw a card for the week. How about that? And then I'm going to leave you alone because I have to prepare for a reading here today. And I didn't do any work on astrology other than my post for the week this weekend. I took the time off and played family and did things like that I normally don't do, like planting bulbs. I planted bulbs. I got a boo-boo on my finger because I got caught up in a berry bush that I didn't see. I swear the berry brambles are everywhere. Okay, good, Asa. All right, so I am now drawing a card. We are going to look at a card for the upcoming week and something that we need to know. And Lynn, if you're still out there, I invite you to pull a card for us from the whatever deck you choose. And I'm getting... Oh, there's two. Let's see here. Move this way. One says, go the distance. And the other one says, higher power. Card number 4 and card number 47. We get two. That's kind of fun. They were kind of stuck together. I didn't even realize I had two of them. So it looked like higher power pulled out first with this one right behind it. It was hidden behind it. So let's look and see what that means for us. And card number 4. So the number 4, where's our Suzanne? Happy Monday to you too, Jacqueline. Where's our Suzanne to pull our numbers for us today? So number 4, maybe she'll post that later for us. 3, 4, here we go. So the meaning of this card is conscious contact with a higher power, the presence of the divine, seeing source energy in all things, committing to a partnership with spirit. Sounds like a good plan. This card reminds you that you are more than a person trying to get ahead and make things happen for yourself and others. You have an immortal soul and are gifted with a human life through which a higher power can express itself. At this time, you need to be conscious of your connection to spirit and foster it through prayer and meditation. Ask, what is the highest good for all? How can I serve? Then get out of your own way and trust that there is a plan for your life more wondrous than you can ever know. You are always protected and divinely directed. The relationship message is, it's time to address how much effort you give to your relationship with your higher power, called God, Goddess, Spirit, or any other name that is sacred and holy. Recognize that your partnership with spirit is your number one priority. The appearance of this card also indicates that there is a deep spiritual bond between you and another person who is essential to your growth and expansion and evolution. Tend to your spiritual connections and remain aware of your true nature. The prosperity message says, sometimes your work just flows through you. Ideas come rushing in and inspiration bubbles up from a wellspring you didn't even know you could access. When you enter agreements, begin projects, and negotiate deals with spirit as your partner, you will always succeed. Let your higher power lead. The synchronicities and intuitive nudges you feel will help you see which way you are being pointed, giving you confidence to move forward in the right direction. Don't forget to give credit where it is due. You wouldn't be a success without spirit's guidance. Humility will serve you well when this symbol appears. Awesome. And oh, there was Suzanne. She was there and I just didn't see her. So she's shared angel number 4 with us. And so you can read everything about number 4, which just resonates with the vibrations and energies of practicality, organization, and exactitude, service, patience, devotion, application, pragmatism, patriotism, dignity, trust, and trustworthiness. You guys can read the rest. Pretty awesome. And Lynn has pulled a card for us too. She pulled Protected by Angels from the Sacred Traveler Oracle. So she's also... I'll see what she, I think she's going to post what that means. Suzanne also pulled angel number 11 because the second card is 47 and 47, 4 + 7 is an 11. So we're dealing with a master number, and the master number here is about spiritual awakening and enlightenment. So let's see what this card means for us. It's a cheetah, I hope you guys can see. It's kind of fun looking. Cheetah, and there's the checkered flag, and it says, go the distance. Go the distance. I'm hoping that has something to do with patience as well. Just to push that message to us in a little deeper. 47 is going to be right here. So the essential meaning of go the distance is endurance, strength, the long haul. So the message is to bring your dream to life, you must think long term and pay no attention to the fluctuations in the current of your experience. Joy and disappointment commingle with opportunities. So there is no need to fear the occasional obstacle. Life is not a sprint. This card is a reminder that you have endurance, strength, and fortitude to carry you all the way. Remain true to yourself. Your authenticity alone will keep you in alignment with the energy of miracles. What is yours will never be withheld from you. Remember that. The relationship message says, you either are in or are calling in a harmonious relationship that can stand the test of time. For better or worse, as you ride the ups and downs and even strain, break yourself and are remade in new growth, you are being redeemed by the power of regeneration. Harmony does not mean there will never be a wrong note played, but that the relationship is marked by endurance and dedication to overall unity. A new song can be written, an instrument can be tuned, and the symphony of love will play on. Listen with your heart. Isn't it magnificent? The prosperity message says, your most precious dreams are not about instant gratification, but enduring prosperity. This is a time to think long-term and engage in continued action. You will experience momentum building as you translate the ebb and flow into slow and steady movement forward. Your efforts, ideas, and hard work now can lead to greater riches than you can imagine. Stoke the fire so that an uninterrupted stream of energy is available to support you in all the phases of manifestation. Be assured that you are in the right place right now. Pretty cool. And validating to everything that we are talking about right now. Bye, Tom. Enjoy your day. So the karmic number 11, we've got written up here. Lynn said she pulled the, you are blessed. You are so protected and safe. Jacqueline says she's chilling with her kitty charisma. I love that. Lynn also says, this is the time to spread your wings and soar. I can send Janet the picture in full meaning. Do that, Lynn. And I can post that. Londa says, interesting. And, thank you very much, everybody, for posting up things. Suzanne for the numbers and Lynn for the cards. Definitely send those because that's not a deck I'm very familiar with, but I love it. All right, everybody, I am done. I have nothing unless you all have questions somewhere that you want to ask this morning. I will be back tomorrow morning and hopefully not as scatterbrained. I feel very scatterbrained this morning. Maybe because all I really wanted to do was go back to bed. So no questions. All right. Well, I hope you all have a blessed day. Thank you so much for sharing of your love and your experience with all of us. And I will see you tomorrow. Much love. Bye, everybody.